First up, though, we are joined right now by a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame, a seven-time Trainer of the Year. He first trained Manny Pacquiao back in 2001. Manny Pacquiao is going to face Keith Thurman for the Welterweight World Championship. It's this Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern on pay-per-view. Of course, I'm speaking of Freddie Roach. Freddie, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jim?
Good. Good, Freddie. So we're a few days away from Pacquiao Thurman in Vegas on Saturday night. Let me start right here, Freddie. Given the age difference and how their careers have played out, did you ever think that Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman would be stepping into the ring together?
No, you know, there's a 10-year gap there, and I didn't think this would happen, but it's a good fight for Manny. Manny's in great shape, and he hasn't lost a step. He's working his ass off every day, and he's in great shape.
We're talking to Freddie Roach. Freddie, in terms of motivation, you've said that, quote, all the media seem to be picking Thurman to win. They consider this a battle between Generation X and Generation Geritol, but we're talking about Manny Pacquiao. He pushed himself to the limit in this training camp, end quote. So, Freddie, how much does the fact that everybody seems to be picking against you and Manny motivate your team?
You know, I mean, Manny, we worked really, really hard for this. We have a great training camp, a great sparring. We actually have four rounds of sparring this morning, and then we're off to Vegas. And then, you know, Pacquiao is in great shape. Thurman, you know, I think he's a little bit too slow for my guy. Pacquiao just has that speed, and Thurman doesn't, and he hasn't really looked good in three fights. I mean, you know, Thurman's slower than Hines Ketchum, for Christ's sake.
Freddie Roach joining us. You know, in terms of Thurman, you had a great quote the other day. You said, quote, Thurman likes to paw with that jab, move around, then come down with that straight right. It's real basic stuff, real basic. I mean, if we can't bleeping figure that out, we don't deserve to be in this fight. We should just go home, end quote. I mean, even for you, Freddie, that's a great quote. Is it really that simple, though?
It really is. I mean, the thing is, I mean, his style, he doesn't bring much to the table, and Pacquiao brings a lot of speed. And he, you know, even though he's 40 years old, but he's a 40 that's in great shape, and his footwork and his speed is unbelievable still.
And Freddie, there's no doubt in the last two fights, I mean, Manny is still fighting at a very elite level. That said, at that age and with his interest, there are a lot of things he could be doing with his life right now, a lot easier than pushing himself to the limit in camp. Why do you think he continues to fight?
He knows what it's still what he does best. He's the best fighter, and you know, I think he hopes to become president of his country at some point along the line, and then when that happens, then he'll retire from boxing.
Hall of Fame trainer Freddie Roach is my guest. Now, Freddie, you and I talked before the Adrian Broner fight, and you've never been afraid to tell Manny when he should stop fighting. What's it like to work with him now, 18 years after you first started to work with him?
You know, it's really great to work with him. His work ethic's unbelievable. And I told him, I said, Manny, I'll be the first one to tell you when it's over. And then when I tell you, it will be over, and you know, we'll retire together. And we do have a great agreement there. And but he's not ready to go anywhere yet. But I'm waiting for the fight after this one.
You are. You know how it is, Freddie. You never, ever look before the fight in front of you, but you're already looking to the fight after this one?
Yeah, you know, one time and all time, and this one time guy. I don't think he's really a challenge that much. I'd like to go move up and fight maybe Errol Spence or Crawford or one of the better guys in that division.
Wow, Freddie Roach joining us. Freddie, go back to that point you made about retirement. Is that the exit strategy? I mean, when Manny's done, are you done training everybody? You're out. You're done.
Possibly, you know, I mean, after Pacquiao, you know, it's been an 18-year run. It's been a great, great ride, and it could be over. I'm not sure yet.
We're talking to Freddie Roach. Now, Freddie, go back to Thurman for a minute. He's gone 12 rounds in each of his last three fights. He has not knocked out an opponent in quite some time. Why do you think that is, and what do you see when you look at him?
Well, he had that bad injury, and I don't think he's really ever recovered from it. And because you see, he's pawing with the left hand, the big overhand right is coming from a mile away, And if Manny Pacquiao can't see that coming, he better quit.
Talking to Freddie Roach, do you think that Thurman can stand in and trade with Manny, or is that a recipe for disaster for Thurman?
I feel like, hey, Manny speaks too much for him down the middle, and I see Manny stopping Thurman in the late rounds.
Talking to Freddie Roach for a few more moments. Now, Freddie, you've seen and heard pretty much everything, so there's going to be trash talk before every single fight. As part of that, though, Thurman is saying things like Manny has, quote, these little T-Rex arms. Manny is, quote, this little bunny rabbit, the way he hops around the ring. I'm not going to lose to no bunny rabbit. He also said this, Freddie, quote, I know he likes to quote Bible verses, so I'll let you know he's going to get crucified, end of quote. What was Manny's reaction to that reference to a crucifixion?
Manny actually said to all of us downstairs that he will pay for that. And when Manny doesn't like his opponents, he usually fights much better, and he did. And his opponent better watch out.
So does it feel like this one's personal for Manny? Do you get the sense that the punches might come a little faster and a little harder because of what Thurman has said and what Thurman represents?
Yeah. You know, like the better is no. I mean, Manny opened as an underdog, and today he's a favorite. And, it seems like these boxing reporters all think Manny's going to lose, but they haven't come watch him train.
What's he been like in training, Freddie?
Unbelievable. His work ethic is as good as ever. It's as good as when he was 22 years old. He works his ass off every day, and he has speed and power, and he's not done yet. I promise you, he's not done yet.
Nor are we, Freddie. I got a couple more things before I let you go. Kevin Ioli did a piece on you a few weeks back, and it was a really, really good piece. You talked about in the day when you worked for your father, Paul, who is a landscaper, you were helping him out as a teenager, and you were trimming the trees at the house of Whitey Bulger. I mean, I know that's true. What do you remember about that? How did that go?
You know, Whitey and Fleming and those guys, my dad was an arborist, and we used to go do the tree work there, I was a 14, 15-year-old kid. I became an arborist later in life and when I went to school for it. I got these FBI guys ask me questions, and I'm a 14-year-old kid. I said, I don't know what these guys are. You know, I said, they're just paying me. I said, they're paying me to do the landscaping and trimming the trees. But it was kind of odd at that age, but I understand it a lot better now.
Freddie, holy crap. You were questioned by the FBI as a 14-year-old? Like, what did they ask you? What was that like?
They said, what are you doing? Why are you doing this work here? I said, well, the guy hired me. Is he paying you? I said, well, that's none of your business. Who are you? And the badges came out with the FBI. I said, it was quite hilarious to me at that time, being 14, and the FBI asked me why we're working on C.B. Fleming's house.
Not as hilarious as it is to me, Freddie, that you said to the FBI, it's none of your business. Who are you? And they said, we're the freaking FBI. That's who we are. Talking to Freddie Roach. Freddie, actually, really no convenient way to do this, but really sad news this morning. I'm not sure if you saw this, but Pernell Whitaker was killed last night in a car accident.
Mm.
What kind of thoughts and memories do you have of Sweet Pea?
You know, Pernell Whitaker was one of the greatest fighters of the era, and a good, good fighter, and that's a shame to see him die that way. And I feel sorry for him. He wasn't maybe my best friend in the world, but he was a hell of a fighter, I know that. And we fought in many, many tournaments together back as the amateurs.
What was he like, Freddie? What was it like when you were coming up in the amateur ranks and you saw Sweet Pea? He was a hell of a fighter, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a hell of a fighter, but he was so quick. His speed was unbelievable. He was really cocky, but he could back it up.
Freddie Roach, 7-time trainer of the year. He is a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Has been training Manny Pacquiao since 2001. That's a big one coming up this weekend on pay-per-view. Pacquiao v. Thurman for the Welterweight World Championship, Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Freddie, always appreciate talking to you. Freddie, great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You too, Freddie. Great talking to you. Freddie Roach has always been one of my favorites. That goes way, way, way back to when I got started. And I would go to Vegas and cover the fights and host this show in Vegas. I always thought Freddie was amazing.